This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Once in a while, I get to ride New Jersey Transit with my favorite hard-bitten business reporter, Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, David. Always good to see you on the train.
I see that you're up in arms, what, about an Obama administration proposal to, I think it's to limit the amount of money you can sock away in your pensions?
Right. That's right.
It's like $3.4 million, and then beyond that, you don't get the tax-favored status.
Right, except it's not really $3.4 million, and it gets very, very complicated, and it's nowhere near as much money as you would think.
So, Alan, what, are you a secret quadrillionaire, and you're personally upset about
this? Well, I'm not upset. I wish I had enough to be upset. But I went out and calculated the value of Obama's pension. It was $6.5 million or $6.6 million, which is twice what he wants the modest Brancaccios to be able to put away.
But honestly, at $3.4 million, no one knows what kind of return that would generate. But it produces, what, about a couple hundred grand a year? No,
the way this is set up is this is the amount that it would take to buy an annuity for a married couple at the age of 62 to produce $205,000 a year.
So to explain that, that is an assumption by people in the Obama administration that the most you'll need couple 65 is about $200,000 a year.
That's right. And that anything above that makes you rich.
But the argument that one might make is that you can still save more than this limit. It's just that the government won't give you the special tax break for that.
Well, you know what? The government is giving President Obama a break. The municipal workers who get government pensions, as they should, they wouldn't be that affected because their employers don't deduct the pensions anyway. I mean, this is absurd. This is something there's no need for. But it did give me a chance to go figure out how much Obama's pension is worth. So to me, it's not a total loss.
Alan Sloan, senior editor at large at Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
You're welcome, David.